Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Easton News. My name is Joe Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, November 24th, 2023. My Brother's Keeper is looking for individuals to adopt a family for Christmas this Christmas. My Brother's Keeper will deliver personally selected gifts to over 3,000 families, more than 12,000 children and adults, living in 100-plus communities from the North Shore down to Fall River and Cape Cod. They will email the first names, ages, and gift suggestions for each family member. They ask you to provide at least 4 new gifts per child and 2 new gifts per adult. Sponsors will drop off purchase gifts at the Easton and Dartmouth facilities. Please note, drop-off times vary depending on date of adoption. Please closely review your family assignment for drop-off information. Learn more at the link below.
For those of you who missed out on the Owl Prowl program back in September, now's your chance to pre-register and secure your spot. Space was sold out for the first Owl Prowl this fall, and they're expecting more crowds this time around. NRT educator Hannah will lead a guided hike through sheep pasture's trails and help uncover the secret lives of these birds of the night. Participants will also get the chance to dissect their own owl pellet, dig through the fur and bones to discover what kind of animals these animals like to eat. This event will be held on Tuesday, November 28th at 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. For more information and to pre-register now, please visit the link below.
Every Monday in November at Bill's Pizza, 20% goes back to Blanche Elementary when you mention the Tiger Pack.
November is National Novel Writing Month, and the Ames Free Library invites you to come right in. Need a spot to get away while you're working on your word count? Drop in for one or more DIY writers retreats. They'll provide writing prompts, tools, and resources. There is no facilitator for these events, so it'll be up to you to decide what resources, if any, you would like to choose. Retreats will be held at the Quiset House on Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 p.m., as well as Saturdays at 2 p.m. throughout the month. If you can't make it to one of the writers retreats, writers are always welcome at the Quiset House during open hours from 1 to 8 on Mondays through Thursdays and 1 to 5 on Fridays and Saturdays.
The family that plays together stays together to help your family spiritually prepare for the Advent season and the true meaning of Christmas. Please join the Holy Cross Family Ministries for their free Advent Family Day at the Museum of Family Prayer. From cookie decorating to musician-led Christmas caroling, this event is the perfect way to spend your Saturday. Feel free to join all day or part of the day on December 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Museum of Family Prayer, 518 Washington Street, Northeastern, 02356.
Join Langwater Farm on Saturday, November 25th for a festive and creative Christmas wreath workshop at the farm, led by talented local florist Lauren Hulbig. Lauren is known for her artistic flair and love for nature and organic flower farming practices. She will guide you through the process of creating your own unique Christmas wreath for the holidays. Using fresh greenery and a 14-inch balsam wreath, you will learn how to bulk up and decorate your wreath with a variety of natural materials. This workshop is perfect for both beginners and experienced crafters. You'll leave with a beautiful wreath to adorn your door, plus new skills that you can use for future crafting projects. Classes are 2 hours and limited to 12 participants, so don't miss out on this wonderful opportunity to kickstart your festive season in style. Please note that the class is being held in the greenhouse, so dress appropriately with closed-toed footwear and layers. Learn more at langwaterfarm.com.
The Easton's Lion Club is having their holiday festival the weekend of December 1st through December 3rd. President Rob Goodrich and John Morgan came into the studio with Gail Devins to talk about the events coming up. Let's take a look.
Well, the Friday night event does a great job in kicking off this weekend.
Yes.
And so Dancing with the Divas, it was a group I wasn't familiar with. So went onto their website, looked at some of their videos. What a high energy group. This is a group of five vocalists who are backed up by a seven-piece band. And they are good at getting you up out of your seat and doing some serious dancing. So I encourage anyone who's interested in participating, go onto the website, the Dancing with the Divas. They've got some video activity on that, and you'll get an idea of what you're in store for on Friday night, December 1st. Now, at the event, it's taking place at the hall, and your $50 ticket per person gets you admission to the event. There are going to be hors d'oeuvres prepared there. I think they're being provided by the farmer's daughter,
yes,
who are working with that. Shoveltown Brewery will be there selling their wares.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a big dance floor opened up. And the music is covers a broad genre, but it's really what focused on 60s and 70s music, as I recall. So plenty of good dance music and a lot of fun. So that's the inaugural ball, if you will, of the holiday festival. So that'll roll into the Saturday activities. And we're going to start things up about noontime on Saturday. We'll have the Lions Club cooking out front with French fries and fried dough, hamburgers, hot dogs. There'll be chili, hot chocolate, coffee, sodas. That'll start rolling about noontime. We'll have bouncy houses trackless train, a hay wagon that'll be rolling around. Santa's house will be in position then on the cairn at the rockery. We'll have and a low price for your ticket sales for not just the food, but also for the rides and activities out there. Over at the bocce courts, there's going to be a handful of fire pits where you can roast marshmallows and make s'mores if you like. Wow. And that provides just such a warm atmosphere. And what a beautiful way to extend the reach of the festival into one of the unsung treasures of our community in that area, the Italian Gardens and the bocce courts. And I'm amazed how many residents have not ventured back there, right behind the library. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had a chance to get back there and investigate it, you'll find it a short walk and time well spent.
Beautiful.
Then during the day on Saturday, within the hall on the first floor, we'll have a crafter event in the larger room, the gallery of the Oaks Ames Memorial Hall. There'll be a dozen and a half vetted crafters selling handmade items. In the parlor of the first floor, we're going to have a pop-up thrift store that'll give folks an idea of what we're selling down at the thrift store and an opportunity to do a little browsing, because the thrift store will be closed that day as a lot of our manpower efforts will be focused down at the rockery area. Mm-hmm. On the second floor, from 2 till 4, it's all kids, all time, all activities. There'll be Children's Museum will be there with gingerbread houses. Eastern Women of Today are partnering with us for many aspects of this event for the holiday festival. Wow. They'll be doing, we'll have a balloon artist, face painting, cookie decoration, a gingerbread house, holiday card decorations.
Oh, wow.
A lot of activity, all focused on the young and Excellent. The young at heart. And then we'll roll out of that with Santa Claus coming in around 4:45 in the afternoon. So the activity focus will shift to out of doors. Santa's going to come in on a fire engine, and we'll have the lighting of the rockery somewhere around 4:45, depending on if sunset and how dark it is. And then we'll have Santa Claus in picture taking there at Santa's house on the rockery. That'll take us right up to around 6 o'clock or 6:15. Then the activity shifts back into the Oaks Ames Memorial Hall, where we're having an event take place on the second floor of the Oaks Ames Memorial Hall that is going to be family-focused. And it's going to be a kids' dance party that'll kind of evolve into more of an adult or older kids in the family dance party. There is an admission fee for that. It's $10 per person at the door. And that's going to host the band Four in a Row, which a lot of folks in the community understand. I think that's the band playing there. Am I right?
Four in a Row is on Saturday. On Sunday.
On Sunday. Thank you for
correcting me. Yeah, on Saturday, it's Anna Marie Becerra's group, Dance Express. It's a partnership that we're having with them. And so they're bringing in all of the children that are associated with that group. And they're going to have holiday-oriented entertainment. And then following that, they'll have a DJ party as well.
That's the
party.
Yeah, all that for $10. Plus you get pizza. Good.
Pizza's really? Included from Bill's House of Pizza.
And you'll get desserts, and there'll likely be something to drink there
amazing.
As well.
But, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so thank you. Good. And then we'll wind things down 9:30-ish on Saturday evening, and then ramp things right back up on Sunday morning. Scouts BSA Troop 193 is hosting their annual breakfast upstairs at the hall, and that'll start at 8:30 in the morning and run until 11. And for a $9 ticket, it's a buffet style breakfast. If folks have attended this in the past, you know it's a good feed. So invite folks to come up. You can purchase tickets at the door or go to the Troop 193 website and get tickets through that, I believe. So that'll take us through 11 o'clock around noontime. We'll start things back up with the day two of the holiday festival. Staying within the Oaks Ames Memorial Hall, the crafters will be on the first floor and in the pop-up thrift store as well. And then on the second floor, we'll have activities as well. There'll be a dance party there. And that's the one that I misspoke earlier.
That's Four in a Row, and that's after the parade.
That's after the parade. So we'll shift Ben back outside. Our parade is staging at NRT Sheep Pasture. We're asking participants to show up for two aspects of that event. The Rain Dog Parade, Gus and Nancy Arns Memorial Rain Dog Parade. Bob Kuna is organizing that, and he's asking participants in that to show up about 11:40. There will be a judging, We're asking other participants to start gathering at the sheep pasture around noon. For people who are being dropped off, please use the 307 Main Street entrance. That's across from the plaza where Corfinio's is, for example. And walk in through that entrance. We're staging down by the new barn at Sheep Pasture. And we'll have all the participants of the parade lined up there. Mm-hmm. The parade will kick off at 12:30, led by our fire department, and then our Lions, and then all the other participants. So it's no appointment necessary. Just show up with whomever and whatever you've got. We've got people showing up in antique cars and old hay wagons and horse-drawn vehicles and golf carts and pull-behind carts. So anything and everything goes. Costumes are welcome. And that'll roll into Northeastern Village, the Rockery area, somewhere around 1:10, 1:15. And, of course, at that time, we'll have our food wagon going, selling all the food. We'll have music taking place there. Of course, the bouncy houses, the amusements will all be taking place. And Santa Claus will be in the parade, of course. And then that activity will roll right on back up into the hall for the event of the afternoon. And that's where we'll have a Four in a Row band playing. Mm-hmm. And that's, I believe, is a $5 admission.
Superintendent Leisha Cabral and Athletic Director Mary McDonald are pleased to recognize the Oliver Ames High School student athletes from the class of 2024 who have committed to continue their athletic careers at the collegiate level. On Wednesday, November 8th, eight student athletes dressed in clothing from the colleges they will be attending in the fall were recognized by the athletic department in the school's Nixon Gymnasium with family members, teammates, and coaches present. The Oliver Ames student athletes who were recognized included Joey Carney, men's soccer at Bentley College, Aaron Cottom, field hockey, Merrimack College, Sarah Hilliard, volleyball, Bucknell College, Olivia O'Rourke, women's lacrosse, St. Anselm College, Annie Riley, cross country and track at Colgate College, Lucas Riley, baseball at Merrimack College, Katie Soberage, cross-country and track at Furman University, as well as Brendan Thomas, who will be running cross-country and track for Butler University.
The Children's Museum in Easton is off on another journey to Whoville on December 10th, 2023, although the trip this year has stopovers in Hawaii and the North Pole. It's an all-new adventure with a tropical twist before we meet up with the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who. Along the way, they'll be reminded about the importance of kindness and generosity of spirit during the holiday season. Count on a day filled to the brim with whimsical fun featuring singing and dancing, lots of photo ops, new crafts, activities, and sweet treats, and so much more. The best part of the day will be an act of kindness you provide to children across the Pacific Ocean. Tickets are $15 for each adult and $20 for each child 1 year and up. No discount passes are accepted. Tickets are limited. No physical tickets are provided. Your name will be automatically posted on a master list. The event starts promptly at 10 a.m. and it ends at 12:30 p.m. It will be held at the Easton Historic Oaks Ames Memorial Hall, just around the corner from the museum on 3 Barrow Street. It's within walking distance from the museum. The event takes place on all floors of the hall, so there's plenty of open space to keep everyone socially distanced. Limited parking is available at the Rockery, Ames Free Library, and in the municipal lot behind CMA. The hall is not handicap accessible.
Don't have time to stay up and watch your favorite shows? Remember, ECAT has a YouTube channel. Just look up at EastonCAT TV, TV being the only capital letters. There, you can find all our old episodes, and also you can turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT premieres news features and shows, so you don't miss out.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see in our channels. We want to hear from you.
Did you know that Easton is going to be turning 300 years old? Well, in 2025, this great town does turn 300, and the Tricentennial Committee is putting together the celebration. They need a logo to represent it. The Tricentennial Committee is hosting a contest for the creation of this logo, the official logo of the Easton 300 celebration. This contest is an opportunity for the community to participate in the creation of the logo, which will be used in the promoting and celebration of Easton's 300th anniversary in 2025. Entries must be received by November 30th, and cash prizes will be available for the winning logo. For rules and how to enter, please visit easton300.org. Also, the Tricentennial Committee is looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help out Easton celebrate their 300th celebration, you can email easton300@outlook.com. After the break, you're going to find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
This is Easton News.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olsen, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
Come and spend your December break with Skyhawks. Skyhawks provides a wide variety of fun, safe, and positive programs that emphasize critical lessons in sports and life, such as teamwork, respect, and sportsmanship. The program will be a half-day session and give each child a positive introduction into sports while fostering a lifelong love for an active, healthy lifestyle. Sports and games include capture the flag, soccer, basketball, kickball, wiffle ball, dodgeball, and more. 3 days in length from the 26th through the 28th, times will be from 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. and take part at the RO School at 101 Lothrop Street in northeastern Massachusetts. Kids will be broken into two groups, grades K through 2 and 3 through 5. The cost of this program is $124. To register and pay for this course, follow the link below.
Did you know that the town of Easton offers free blood pressure clinics every Wednesday? Well, Easton paramedics will be on hand at Frothingham Hall between 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Parker Terrace Community Center between 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. This is a free drop-in service and no appointments are required.
Want to spread Christmas cheer to your friends and family? Then the Frothingham Hall can help. Sign up for a free card class where you create two cards for the upcoming holiday season. It will be December 1st at 11 a.m. Call or stop by Frothingham Hall to sign up, 508-230-0690.
Any Easton resident may contact the helpline and does not have to be referred to access the service. The helpline operates from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. To reach the helpline, call 888-244-6843. Importantly, the helpline is not an emergency service. If you or the person you are seeking to assist requires immediate confidential support and crisis counseling, please dial 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which is available 24/7, or call 911.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home. Let's take a look. The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. This big guy is Brady. Brady is a 5-year-old black lab mix. He's fun, excitable, and a very happy boy. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and he's ready to go. He's house trained and clearly loves his toys and bones. Brady is not a fan of other animals and needs a home without other dogs or cats. Brady would really love to have a forever family of his own, as he spent almost a year of his life in different shelters. Since coming to the shelter, Brady has lost about 15 pounds through diet and exercise. If you are looking for a loyal and loving best friend, look no further than Brady. To learn more about Brady, please fill out a dog adoption application on apcsm.org. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story. or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org.
Your 7-day forecast, still to come.
And OA Sports wrapped up. You're watching Easton News.
Welcome to Service Matters, a weekly radio show that talks about the good things that are happening in local communities and beyond.
Since 1978, the Easton Food Pantry has been dedicated to providing food to our neighbors in times of need. As long as there's a hungry people in our community, our doors are open, our hearts will be open to help.
We also like to talk about the good things that people do to make a difference, and in many cases, to make dreams real for folks out there in need.
Just to chat about, as you say, some of the good things in life, some of the good things, the great things, and the happy things.
And certainly watch us on ECAT, Easton Community Access Television.
All right, everybody, it's time for your 7-day weather forecast.
This is your ECAT weekly weather forecast. The holiday weekend is mainly clear with some clouds, but on the cool side, with only being the highs of 30s and the low of 40s. The work week starts with possible rain showers on Monday. Then the rest of the week, it's more calm with sun and clouds, but stays on the cool side for the end of the month. I'm Adam Carell, and this has been your ECAT weekly weather forecast.
Easton Charitable Trust puts on the annual Easton Festival of Trees to raise funds for nonprofit organizations in the area. They are holding the tradition again this year and will be held at Easton Country Club, which several events ECAT will be there to cover and stream live.
They will have a few music events like the Generations Music Group on December 1st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This is a family music trio that performs a wide variety of songs. On December 2nd, Easton resident Karina Melodies, a 15-year-old musical and visual artist, performs at the Festival of Trees. And on December 9th and 10th, the Victorian Carolers come back and perform from 12 to 4. They will sing favorite holiday songs throughout the building while you visit the Festival of Trees.
Besides music, the Festival of Trees will also hold a few workshops if you're interested. On November 28th, Paint, Rust, and Pixie Dust will help you make festive wooden door tags. This workshop is from 6:30 to 9:30 and the cost is $70. On December 4th and 5th, Rosemary Fresh will be holding a charcuterie board workshop, learning how to make the right holiday treats for your guests to enjoy, and yourself, of course. The workshop runs from 6:30 to 9:30 and costs $120 to enter. The last workshop is a gingerbread house making workshop with White's Bakery on Wednesday, December 6th. Learn from cake decorators to who your guests are when they come over this holiday season. The workshop is from 6:30 to 9 and costs $80 to enter. To reserve your spot for any of the workshops, go to eastonfestivaloftrees.org.
They will also have special events for the kids on December 2nd from 12 to 4. They will have holiday hayrides for $10. Join the festival hayride through the Easton Country Club grounds and be entertained by singing your favorite Christmas carols. Also on December 2nd, it is Kids Day from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For $15, the kids join workshops inside and outside with multiple crafts, games, prizes, and maybe even get to see Old St. Nick.
Get your last-minute Christmas card photo sessions with photographer Eric Lothrop, who specializes in natural light. He will be Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. and Saturday, December 9th from 10 to 11:15 a.m. as well. Eric will capture you in front of the country club's festive decorated fireplace. Sessions are 15 minutes for a maximum of 7 people. To sign up for Eric, go to the eastonfestivaloftrees.org website. Under the Attractions and Workshop tab, click on Special Events.
Don't forget to go to eastonfestivaloftrees.org to find all the information of events, times that they are open, and to purchase tickets and to see the trees and the events. The Easton Country Club is located at 265 Purchase Street in Easton, Mass., and the first day of the trees will be on Saturday, November 25th. Keep an eye out for ECAT, and we will be there to broadcast the events, but also to say hi and get on your local community station.
All right, everybody, it's time for your OA Sports Recap. So on Saturday, November 18th, the Oliver Ames boys soccer team competed in the Division II MIAA state title game against Wakefield Memorial. From the opening whistle, everybody present at Manning Field in Lynn could tell that this game would go the distance. And that it did. After a competitive first half, OA still wasn't on the board despite multiple shot attempts. Senior captain and center back Diego Rivera was able to kick a couple balls out of the box that could have spelled trouble for the Tiger defense. In the second half, there was much of the same. OA kept getting in the box, but they couldn't finish. The midfield played extremely well for the Tigers, keeping Wakefield at bay. Other than a slight mishandle by keeper Drew Hall, which was quickly remedied by Rivera kicking the ball out of bounds, the OA defense played shutout soccer throughout the day.
Just like the semifinals, this match was destined for OT, but in the first OT period, who other than senior Joey Carney to put the ball between the two defenders and rip a shot past the goalkeeper and into the left side of the net? Carney ripped off his jersey for what would be the final time as a Tiger, sprinted across the field to the student section while being chased by his teammates and celebrated back-to-back state championships with said teammates, coaches, and all the OA students in the stands. Many of those fans showed up to the blistering cold Manning Field that day, bathed in orange body paint, a testament to the dedication of the Oliver Ames fan base. We have the opportunity to speak with Joey Carney as well as head coach John Barata after the Tigers hoisted the trophy. Let's take a look.
Back-to-back was never like the goal. The goal was to get better, and these guys want to prove that we didn't need any one player. And I think they kind of proved their point that we are OA, and it's Easton, and we can do it with whoever we have on the field. And I think that was a pretty cool message that they sent to the group, and I'm happy that they were able to succeed.
It's just amazing. Like, I can't even put into words right now. I mean, just the fans that came today, just so grateful for everything, and I'm so happy with my 4 years here.
You know what's awesome about it is I'm looking behind you and I see all the alumni who were here in 2015 when we won the first one. So I gotta be honest, it's a real treasure for us to be able to, you know, be in front of our guys who won it on this field in 2015. So I got to be honest, it's a real honor to see them right here behind you and celebrating with us.
That marks back-to-back state championships for the boys soccer team and signifies the end of their fall season. Make sure to stay tuned into ECAT for all your OA sports coverage. Thank you for watching. This has been Joe Taft, and what is Katniss Everdeen's favorite food?
And I'm Jack Ryan, peanut butter and jelly. This has been Easton News.